Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. We are live. We are live, brothers, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 64. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm your host. I'm a former professional athlete turned online transformation coach specifically for men over 40. I'm a master metabolic trainer, certified kettlebell specialist. I've created certifications. I have an Amazon best-selling book. I've been on ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox affiliates. And I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s completely transform their bodies, lives, get six-pack abs, and get in the best shape of their life while naturally increasing testosterone levels. And this podcast is specifically designed for you guys, for you men, for those of you who want more information on what's happening to your body, health, fitness, nutrition, supplementation, recovery, sleep, everything and anything. And I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm so happy that you're here on this episode, because I'm excited about this episode because of what I'm sharing with you is one of our coaching calls. So for those of you who don't know, I run a program, a Brotherhood membership site, Brotherhood program. It's the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. It's the Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition Program. You can join right now for $1. It's over40alpha.com. That's over40alpha.com. It's a $1 trial, 30 days. And those first 30 days, you're going to lose between 7 and 20 pounds, no doubt. 7 and 20 pounds. If you put the work in and you follow everything that is there for you, nutrition, follow along workouts, so you just click play and the workouts are there, ab and core, easy to follow nutrition plan. We've got recovery, so 15-minute yoga routines, weekly coaching, live coaching, which is like what you're going to hear right now, you know, support in our Facebook group. You know, we have almost over 10,000. I think we have over 10,000 members specifically, and our Facebook group's about 2,400, 2,300 strong. Every day, guys are in there from all over the world. And every single person that came into this program, they didn't come in great shape. They didn't come in with ripped abs. They didn't come in like, oh yeah, I'm already, you know, I'm already fit. They came in struggling. They came in struggling. They couldn't get rid of the belly fat. They couldn't lose weight. They couldn't put on muscle. They had low testosterone. They were depressed. They have heart conditions, high blood pressure, cholesterol, pre-diabetics. Like the list, obesity, the list and list goes on. Now lives are being transformed. Right? No more cholesterol, no more prescription pills, no more mental health prescription pills, no more belly fat, only six pack abs, only a new vigor for life, only new energy, right? And being able to become the alpha male for our families. That's what happens in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. And I'm there along the way the whole time. You don't do this alone, because that's one of the things that happens with other programs, other workout programs that are, you know, designed for men over 40, or just other workout programs in general. There's no post purchase support. Yes, there may be a Facebook group, but the Facebook group is great, and it won't be great unless you have someone in there that will be there to help support you guys, right? On the flip side, I'm always, you know, I'm coaching every week, every single week, 10 a.m. on Sundays, live coaching call. We have something called Ask Funk, where, again, you hear that in these podcasts. So what I try to do as well with my podcast now is I share coaching calls. I share our Ask Funks when I think, oh, wait, there's a lot of great questions that the brothers asked that would be great for you guys who are listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast to get answers from, because I answer all those questions. I answer all those questions through videos. So, and it's a community, right? These guys love each other, like guys from Africa, guys from India, guys from US, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere in Europe, Canada, all over the world, all Brazil, Hawaii, all over the world. It's incredible. It's incredible. So join that Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. Here's the last thing I'm going to say about the Brotherhood before we get into our 21 healthy foods with quotations over the healthy foods that are making you fat and killing your testosterone, because that's what's happening when you're eating these foods that you think are healthy. It's all about sustainability. I was talking to someone yesterday in the Brotherhood and he said, you know, I tried AthleanX stuff. No disrespect to AthleanX. I love Jeff Cavalier. I tried, you know, P90X. He goes, I tried a whole bunch of programs. And, you know, after the first couple months, that was it for me. You know, I was either getting injured or I just quit because it was just, there was nothing really left. He's now going into phase 7. So that's 7 months. He goes, this is the first time in my entire life that I've actually stuck to a complete program and got these incredible results for 7 months. And the thing about our programming, my programming, the Over 40 Alpha program, again, over40alpha.com, is I set it up to be sustainable so that you can, there's 24 months of programming, and actually there's probably going to be more added in some way, but currently there's 24 months of programming, and I want to make sure that you go through every month without getting injured at all, no injuries, right? Or very few injuries or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I want it to be sustainable so you can continue through, because we know that when we get injured, you know, that's it. It just sets you back on everything, right? Nutrition is very key. So we do a lot of nutrition stuff inside the Brotherhood. It's very easy to follow and simple to follow, but we don't count calories. We don't, you know, weigh our foods. It's just supporting our hormones, supporting our testosterone and metabolism, and keeping all those other hormones at bay. Again, which you'll learn in this podcast. So if you're looking for something, stop looking, man. It's all here. Everything that you need is right here. No matter what level you're at, the workouts can be done at home, either with your own body weight or with dumbbells. But grab dumbbells because, you know, we got to build muscle. And yeah, let's get to it. So today in this podcast, we talk about, actually go to over40alpha.com. Okay, today in this podcast, we talk about the 21 healthy foods, in quotations, once again, that are killing your testosterone and making you fat, mostly making you fat, because a lot of times there's diet foods out there that are marketed to us that are labeled, you know, low fat or low calorie or fat free or whatever it is. And it's specifically marketed to people looking to shed excess weight, right? But there's a lot of diet foods, healthy foods that they're marketed. And some of them are healthy. Some of them are just healthy, but not for us, for men over 40, because we have different, you know, different guidelines that we need to follow because of our hormones, because of how our body changes as we get older. So a lot of these healthy foods will crush your waistline, right? And kill your testosterone. So When I had this coaching call that you're about to listen to, what I did was I explained the food and then I gave alternatives, right? Because it's one thing that people will go out and just tell you the bad foods, but okay, great. You told me the 21 foods. Now what? What do I eat? Right. So I give you alternatives for those foods. So, you know, okay, this is what I'm going to eat instead. And I explain why. And throughout this whole coaching call, there were so many aha moments. People were like, oh my God, I've been eating that. Or that's why I'm having a hard time getting rid of this last like 5 pounds. Or this is what's going on with me if I'm using this and that. And so, oh, I thought this was really healthy, but you're telling me it's not? Wow. Oh, and this is the reason. So listen to this entire podcast. If you have to break it up, that's okay. But this is, you're going to get some valuable information, and this could be a game changer. This could be a game changer to your weight loss. It could be like, if you needed to lose, like, you know, if you just were having problems hitting losing weight, or you hit a plateau, or you just couldn't get rid of that belly fat and or just, you know, other things, things that are just like frustrating, like, man, I'm doing everything right, but how come this is not, the weight's not falling off, or how come I can't do this, or how come my T levels are still low? oh, it's because I'm eating this and I'm eating that. Oh, and I'm drinking this. Oh, I thought this was good. Okay, well, let's change that up. And literally within 2 weeks to a month, you're going to see a massive difference. All right, guys. So enjoy this podcast. Thanks so much for being on this podcast. I appreciate you and I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you for supporting me. Please give this a five star rating if you did, you know, if you learned anything. And again, if you're not part of the Brotherhood, get in at over40alpha.com. Thank you to Healthline for a lot of the information that I got. You know, I've been featured on that website, and they have a lot of rich information with a lot of backed by a lot of research. So I go through that as well. And enjoy the podcast. Okay, let's get to today's topic, and that is 21 healthy foods that are either making you gain weight or killing your testosterone. And so there, again, the reason why I want to go through this is just to give you guys more knowledge about these foods that people, or that, you know, are marketed as healthy, but actually are not healthy. And even if you're using some of these foods or eating some of these foods, just removing them or removing as much as you're eating will make a massive difference. You know, I remember Chad Hooper asked last week, or maybe it was Ask Funk. He just asked a question about, like, how does he lose that last little bit? And, you know, it literally is, sometimes it's like you could be doing everything right and just removing one little thing. Angela was talking about that when she used to diet for bodybuilding. You know, it would be like she would have some, I don't know what it was, some food. And when she needed to really grip down, she would just remove that food and eat something else that was less calories and would make a massive difference. And sometimes that's what it is. It's just like removing that one little thing that could literally make a massive difference in your in your physique or fat loss or whatever, wherever you want to reach. So, but yeah, so again, there's a lot of diet foods out there that are labeled low fat, low calorie, fat free, healthy, right? Because they want to market to us, right? Now, of course, they want to market to people to get them to, you know, to use their diet foods, but a lot of them actually cause weight gain. And so the first we're going to start off with is store-bought smoothies and protein shakes. Okay, so that's number one, store-bought smoothies and protein shakes. So those are the ones where, you know, you go to the store and you have a bottle and it's already a smoothie, it's already a protein shake, or you go to those smoothie bars, right? There's a lot of those smoothie bars where they already have fresh pressed smoothies or whatever it is. Those are loaded with calories and sugars. Okay. A lot of the pre-made smoothies pretty much contain about 55 grams of sugar, right? You generally should be only getting 40 to 50 grams of added sugar a day, because there's going to be sugar in a lot of the foods that we eat already, right? So there's already sugars there, but added sugars. Now you're going to get a healthy smoothie, and that now contains 55 grams of sugar in just a 450 milliliter bottle. You know, also, like I said, it's packed with a lot of calories. So with sugar comes the calories. And of course, what happens when we eat sugar? You guys know that. Gain weight, kill testosterone, you know, blood sugar, all of those things. And sugar is very addicting. So you start having that one protein at this one protein bar place, and next thing, or protein shake or smoothie. And next thing you know, oh, that smoothie tastes so good. Oh, but it's a healthy smoothie. I'm going to go back and get it more and more. And every day you're going back to get this healthy smoothie, when in fact you're packing on sugar, you're packing on calories. And you know, that's not what you want to do. So instead, you make your own smoothies, you make your own Lean Pro, you pack that with real whole foods. You know, when you're making your own food, you know exactly what you're putting into it, right? So you know, again, there's tons of smoothie recipes that I have. And I'm actually just finished another smoothie book that is like build your own smoothie. So basically what I did was I put all the different, like, so step one, here's your base. And I gave you all the different types of base, water, I've said almond milk, but only after your workout. So I just literally gave you all the healthy bases that you would put in. Then the next thing, protein, next thing, greens, next thing's fruit, next thing, fats, next. So literally you could go down, carbs is in there. So you could go down, choose from that list and build your own smoothie. Just to make it easy, because again, I want you guys to have that control and knowledge of things. So, but yeah, make your own smoothie, make your own shake, because you know what's in there. So number one, don't go to those shake stores or smoothie stores. Number two, low fat flavored yogurt. So we know that fat is a filling nutrient, right? We know that it is, but we also know that we do need healthy fats for cholesterol because cholesterol is a precursor to testosterone. So we do need it. But many, the one thing is when fat is removed, to reduce the calorie count, right? For certain products, then what happens is companies will put sugar, right? More sugar to heighten the flavor. So many low-fat yogurts are added with lots of sugar. Obviously, you know that that's not great for us. So for instance, I don't like calling out companies, but there is a yogurt. No, you know what? I have to, because I don't want you guys to buy it. Yoplait low-fat vanilla yogurt. Yoplait contains 29 grams of sugar, right? So 7 teaspoons of sugar just in one little cup, that one little cup that they have. So instead of going for those like low fat flavored sugars or low fat yogurt or what have you, go for non-flavored Greek yogurt. So if you're not lactose intolerant, then go for non-flavored Greek yogurt. But again, you also have to understand what's happening to my body when Ray, do not go to Booster Juice. That's literally what I was talking about, in fact, was Booster Juice. That's literally the place I was talking about with the juice. Sorry, I just flipped back to the smoothies and proteins. Yeah, do not go to Booster Juice, 100%. Go with Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt has protein in it, but it's got to be non-flavored Greek yogurt. And again, if dairy, you have to also think about this. Like if you're having dairy and you're still having problems losing the belly, you may want to get rid of that dairy. You may want to just get rid of, in fact, I think all of us, once everything opens up, we should all get our some food allergy tests done, because there's a lot of times throughout the years our food allergies change, right? It all depends, it changes. So and the quality of food is not the greatest anyway at this point because of the soil, but I'll go with the Greek yogurt in a second. But getting a food allergies will allow you to know what foods will affect your body, right? So again, I know that tomatoes, when I eat tomatoes, three hours down the road, I'm bloated, I'm farting, I'm doing all this stuff, because I loved tomatoes and I would eat them all the time, but I couldn't understand why three hours down the road, my nose is running, I've got the farts, I'm bloated. And when we went and did the test, lo and behold, tomatoes was on that list. So now I know that if I eat tomatoes, this is what's going to happen, you know, 3 hours down the road. Do I really want that? You know, do I really want to feel that way 3 hours down the road? No, not really. So I eliminate tomatoes, same with milk, you know, and dairy. I used to eat yogurt all the time. When I was training for fights, it would always be yogurt. We would eat Greek yogurt because Greek yogurt has protein in it. So that's why Greek yogurt's a good, nice, a quality yogurt, Greek yogurt, but non-flavored, because the flavored one's going to have more sugar. We used to have the Greek yogurt. We put protein in it. We put a little bit of nuts, and then we mix it up and then have an apple. And that would be our pre-training meal. Well, lo and behold, I mean, yes, I'm training for Muay Thai, so I have I'm burning a lot of calories, but my stomach is still bloated. You know, I'm not feeling good. And why is that? Because I'm lactose intolerant. So once again, if I didn't go and get those tests, I wouldn't know that. And I would just keep going, thinking that it was something else. So the more knowledge we have on our foods, and it is just going to a naturopathic doctor, or, you know, your doctor can refer you, getting the prick, and then they'll go through everything. All these are all the foods you need to stay away from, or at least try to eliminate, right? I don't completely eliminate all the foods I'm allergic to, but I just know that that's what I'm going to feel like if I continue to eat that food. So I don't do any Greek yogurt, too much sugar in Greek kills my stomach. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm just giving you guys, you know, some options, right? Like Greek yogurt is great. If you like yogurt, that's where I would go. Non-flavored Greek yogurt. But again, you're right. Larry, it seems like you may have some issues with dairy. Okay, let's move on. Number three, fresh pressed juices. So someone said Booster Juice and Orange Julius. This is where that comes into play. Same thing. Many people drink, you know, these fresh juices that they buy. These are the ones that are in the stores, right? Like you can go to the stores now, and you'll see a whole area just with these fresh juices, right, to help improve your immune. Vegetables, what are vegetables and juices improve your immune. But these juices are also have calories, right? Like the thing about this is they're not like super high in sugar and calories, but what happens is you start to drink them more. You start to, okay, I'm going to have this juice every time I go past this kiosk because I know that, you know, it's fresh juices. Once again, Angela and I used to do that all the time. We used to have a store here that had all these fresh juices and we're like, we started to drink them more and more. It's like, something's not right. Something's not right. You know, like something's not right here. They're great for after your workout. Like, that's what I always say. Like, either make your own juices. So we also used to juice a lot. Angela and I used to juice. We went on a whole juicing. You know, we'd buy all the vegetables. We had our three or four different types of juices that we would make. And, you know, we would spend an hour together. We'd go buy. We knew exactly what we needed. So it would just be easy after a while. You just buying the same stuff. Come home. Cut everything up. You know, we put on some music or put on the TV, hang out with each other, and we juice. And then we make enough juice for 3 or 4 days. And then that was really a solid part of our nutrition. And it was great. It was absolutely great. But the other alternative is have your juice after your workout, right? So having juice after your workout is a perfect time because your body is ready to take in all of that sugar, right? Take in all that stuff. If you ever want to have some of these things that I'm talking about, like juices and other things that we're going to go through after your workout, that's probably the best time because your body's actually ready to ingest all of that stuff and use it to replenish the glycogen stores from your workout so that your body can continue to burn. Okay. So again, stay away from those already made juices. If you can, stay away from them. Just make your own juice. That's it. Or just have them after your workouts. Number four, healthy sweeteners. So, you know, obviously we want to try to decrease our added sugar intake as much as possible. But there is a lot of healthy sweeteners, like things like agave and coconut sugar and date sugar, which sometimes are added as sweeteners, but they're definitely higher in calorie than just table sugar. So they have a lot of calories in there, and it's the sugar that can contribute to insulin resistance and fat accumulation. So, you want to stay away from, like, the best sweetener that you could use is stevia. And even stevia is a great sweetener, but even that, having that too much, is going to cause, again, the insulin resistance and fat accumulation, having it all the time. Now we add stevia, a small amount of stevia in our Lean Pro because that's for taste. And it is the healthiest and cleanest sweetener. But so that's inside the product. Again, there's gonna be sugar inside products. There's sugar in vegetables, fruits, everything that we eat. It's the added sugar. It's the added stuff. That's the stuff that accumulates. That's the stuff that kills. When you start, okay, we have this, but now I'm going to add more and add more all the time. So just watch the healthy sweeteners that they promote. Number five, low calorie cereal. So the other day I was watching TV and I think it was Tim Hortons came out with some freaking cereal. Tim Hortons is a coffee shop here in Canada. It's like our number one coffee shop next to Starbucks. They go back and forth, totally two different types of places to begin with. Two different types of people go to these places. But Tim Hortons just came out with some cereal. And I've been watching TV a little bit more. And there's a lot of these, again, low calorie cereals. But again, all of these cereals, because they want to keep it low in calories, they often load them with sugars, right? And a lot of these low calorie cereals lack protein and lack fat, which is the two things that we need. So you're here you're going to probably put almond milk or milk into a low calorie cereal, and then you're going to eat it up. Well, first of all, you're putting dairy into this cereal. Second of all, it's lacking the proteins and healthy fats. And it's got too much sugar. So instead of these healthy cereals, you want to make your own cereal. Like every morning for the past week, I've been posting my breakfasts, right? My Lean Pro oatmeals, different types of it. So I would use steel cut oats as my base or cream of wheat, either or. Okay. Then I would add my Lean Pro. So I cook it, take it out, add Lean Pro, one scoop or one and a half sometimes, depending on how frisky I want to be. I would add berries. Always put bananas in your oatmeal. Always put bananas in your oatmeal. It tastes great. I always put berries, whether it's blackberries or raspberries or blueberries or a combination. And then almond butter or cashews. If I want crunch every time I eat my steel cutouts, I'll put in the cashews. If I just want something smooth, I'll have the almond butter. Right, the smooth almond butter. So that's my morning cereal, and it tastes great. It tastes absolutely amazing. So and it's super healthy, and it starts our day off. So instead of going for the healthy breakfast cereals, make your own. Dried fruit. Okay, so dried fruit is packed with fiber, packed with vitamins, packed with minerals, but unfortunately, because it does hold more sugar and calories, even though you can have a little bit of dried fruit. Sometimes what happens is because it tastes so good and it's so sweet, you tend to eat more, right? You tend to eat more. So sticking to like a quarter cup of dried fruit, if that's something that you want to add to, you know, dried fruit is one of those things that's good to add to stuff, right? Like, cause you can take a quarter cup of dried fruit and add it to a smoothie or add it to your breakfast or whatever it is. It's just, if you eat too much of it, because it's so sweet, it tastes so good sometimes, that's where you're going to start overeating it, I like this dried fruit. Next thing you know, you're eating a cup of it every time you sit down. So it's convenient, but fresh fruit is better. Fresh fruit is always better, right? You always want to go to the fresh fruit. Number seven, packaged diet foods. So again, there's a lot of diet cookies and fat-free chips and all of these packaged foods that will promote that their diet are fat-free. And yes, the items are tempting. You know, you want to sit down and watch TV, or you want to listen to some music or whatever, and you want to have some type of, you know, comfort food, right? And so you look at these chips are fat-free. Okay, this is great. Oh, these cookies are diet cookies, so keto cookies, whatever they package and market it to you. But many of these diet foods contain preservatives, which we don't want, unhealthy fats, right? Like the trans fats and artificial sweeteners, which are going to harm our body, which are going to kill our testosterone, which is going to cause us not only to feel bad, but also to gain weight. So you know, it's always best to replace the packaged stuff and overly processed stuff with nutrient dense foods. Eat real food. That's basically what it is. Eat real food. You know, put together a berry, you know, a little berry bowl if you want something to have while you're watching or hanging out or what have you. Number eight, flavored coffees. Okay, so obviously coffee and caffeine is good. Coffee and caffeine is good. It is an appetite suppressant. So a lot of people, and obviously it boosts your energy, but oftentimes a lot of people get addicted to coffee. They think that they need it all the time. It's not that they think they need it, but because they've been drinking so much, they become dependent on it. It's very easy to become dependent on coffee. But a lot of people also use coffee and caffeine for their pre-workout, which is great. Caffeine has some amazing benefits. We can go through that in another coaching call. It's just too much coffee. So that's one thing. Now let's flip to the other side where, okay, I want a coffee tip this morning. I want a latte. I want a frappe. I want a cappuccino. I want a whatever it is. They have a lot of calories and they have a lot of sugar, right? You go to Starbucks, you get a Venti Cinnamon Dolce Latte, as I have here, and it's got 280 calories, 12 teaspoons of sugar, and that's without the added whipped cream, right? So you think about that. Again, all of that is sabotaging our diet, sabotaging our weight loss. Listen, I always say to you guys, get to your goal first, and then you can start venturing out a little bit, because then you're going to know what is causing you to the weight gain or what have you. You'll have a better idea. But if you're trying to get to somewhere and you're adding all of these things, or you're still eating all these things, or still drinking all these things, it's going to be next to impossible to get to where you want to get to, depending on what your goal is. So I always say, get to where you want to get to first, get to that goal nice and clean, healthy. And then obviously you still have your 3 to 4 guilt-free meals a month, but then you can start, I got my six pack or whatever, let me add this. But very soon you'll see when you start adding these other outside things, how it affects your body. So what do you have instead? If you like a flavored coffee. So for me, I don't like coffee generally. I don't drink coffee for the taste. I don't drink coffee for social reasons. I drink coffee because it gives me energy to to enable me to work, enable me to get stuff done. I gotta focus when I create things and make things and do all these other things. So that's how I use coffee. So I just drank this coffee here. So here's a great coffee that tastes great. It's called Bulletproof Coffee. I've talked about this before, but basically you have black coffee. So just, you know, generally the coffee comes up to here for me. Then I put a nice big scoop of grass-fed butter. Okay. So, I mean, we go through grass-fed butter now like crazy. So I have a nice big scoop on my spoon and flop it in. It's got to be grass-fed butter, and then MCT powder. So for me, I use, I'm obviously I have my own supplement company, so I'm not sponsored, but I just want to give you guys information on what I use. I use this, it's called Boosted MCT powder, and it's vanilla. And the reason why I got vanilla is because vanilla tastes good. So now the coffee that, so once I put a scoop of that, just a scoop, do not use MCT oil because you are going to be on the toilet. You're going to, it's not a good thing. MCT oil goes through MCT powder and MCT oil. MCT is called medium chain triglycerides. It is a healthy fat in coconut oil. And in fact, is very healthy and also helps with boosting our metabolism. So it's a great fat burning food. It really is MCT, and it's super, super, super healthy. And it also helps with our testosterone. It gives us the good cholesterol that we need to increase testosterone. So MCT oil or powder is fantastic. The only thing with MCT oil is that if you take too much, it's going to go right through you. And, you know, I had a case where the ambulance had to come, in fact, because my blood pressure went so high because I took too much. And Angela's there sitting there laughing her head off. But anyways, the whole point is MCT powder, because it doesn't go through you like MCT oil. So MCT powder flavored would be great. And again, you have the coffee, you have the butter, you put the powder in, then you blend it. And there you go. You have it. You can throw cacao nibs on top of it if you want. And then, but I doubt it. I completely doubt it, because again, it gets that energy. Here's the other thing with MCT powder. Because of the MCT in this, in your coffee, you're not going to get the crash. You're not going to get the crash, right? So a lot of times with coffee, you get that crash. Not only are you going to be focused, but you're not going to get that crazy crash that you get. So I generally have two of these, one for sure every morning, but depending on if I have to do something later on in the afternoon, I'll have another one. But yeah, that's the Bulletproof is great. Specifically, if you can get that vanilla or chocolate or flavored. What about coconut milk powder? No, definitely not coconut milk. Definitely not coconut milk powder. 100% not coconut milk powder. Dairy, you want to stay from that. Because remember, the MCT is the medium chain triglycerides. It's the healthy fat. And it's going to get you, you're going to start to get that metabolism going. You're going to get that energy. The coconut milk is not even, it's not fat, it's dairy. So two different things. Grass-fed butter is very expensive. Yes, I pay, it's very, very expensive. So you use coconut oil in place of butter. Well, okay, so you don't put coconut oil and MCT oil, so you don't do both of them, you do one or the other. The MCT is a healthier version of it. You could do coconut oil coffee as well without the grass-fed butter, but it's just going to be like a, it's going to be a energy booster. The grass-fed really makes a difference, makes it nice and smooth. But yeah, you don't need the grass-fed butter. You definitely don't need it, but yeah, but it is very expensive here too. Okay, number nine, pre-made salads. Okay, this is huge. So you know, when you go to the grocery store, you see all these bags of salads, right? All of these bags of salads, or you see salads that are already made, pre-made salads, okay? They are extremely high in calories, and they have a lot of unhealthy ingredients, okay? So pre-made salads that I'm talking about are the ones like you see in the grocery stores, fast food stores. You know, they're very high in calories, very high in sugar, and very high in unhealthy fats. Okay, so those are the ones that, again, are pre-made, specifically the ones that have that come with a sauce. Okay, but so obviously making your own salads the best, but there are some salads that you can get that are pre-made without the sauce or without the topping or whatever, that are healthy. So there's one salad that I get. It's called Bio Raw. It's from the company Bio Raw. I think that company is in Canada, but it's called Bio Raw. And the one I get is called the Shred. And basically what it is, it's got zucchini, tomato, kale, sprouted pumpkin seeds, peppers, sunflower seeds, broccoli, nutritional yeast. It's got hemp heart, it's got garlic powder, it's got Himalayan salt, very, very healthy salad. And then what I do with that salad, because again, because we're so busy, we don't always have time to make salads. The three type of salads we have are just this shred. That's the only thing we have. Or we make our salad. You've seen me make my spinach salad. Or I will just take a handful of spinach, like more than a handful, probably two handfuls of spinach, right? Put a little olive oil on it, put it into the microwave and microwave it for like a minute and a half. And that would be my greens, because I don't have time to sit down and steam them and what have you. I could do that during my meal prep, but it's just, this is what works for me. What works for me is we'll get two or three or four shreds and I heat that up as well. I don't eat that cold. I eat, cause it's got kale. So I like to heat up my kale. We know that it's very healthy. It's got 17 grams of protein. We've done a research on that. I will make my salad, or I will take a handful of greens and throw it on my plate, put olive oil on it and microwave it. So the bottom line is you want to stay away from the salads that are in the bags. So, you'll see a lot of pre-made salads in bags. We used to get those all the time, but we found that we put on weight. We put on a lot of weight. So we realized there's a lot of hidden sugars and hidden calories in those bags. But the ones that are in the ones that are pretty much the store makes, or these type of salads, without using the salad dressing, that's the key. Do not use that salad dressing, because that's where you sabotage yourself, right? That's where you sabotage, is like putting all that sugary dressing on it, all those condiments on it. So, stay away from the bagged, already pre-made salads. Go more for the ones that are already in a already made without the salad dressing, and or just make your own. And of course, you can always get if you have spinach, if you like spinach, I always get the packaged spinach, right? Sometimes, again, it's easier. Anyways, so that's it. Number 10, protein bars. This is another big one. Well, a lot of people rely on protein bars because it's a protein bar. It's quick. It's an energy boost, but protein bars are literally chocolate bars. 100%. You're literally eating a chocolate bar. Tons of calories, tons of sugar, tons of artificial ingredients. Things like power bars, protein plus, chocolate brownies, all those things. They've got 24 grams of sugar, 330 calories all in one bar. Right. So what you want to do instead is, if you are in a situation where you need to protein bar. So for instance, when traveling, right? If you're traveling somewhere, if I'm traveling somewhere, I never eat plain food. Okay. I never eat the plain food. I always, I never eat the plain food, period. But we also when we travel, usually our plane rides are 14 hours, 17 hours, 16 hours, right? So they're very long, because we go to Thailand, Australia, New Zealand from Toronto. So most of the times throughout the years, we're doing that four times a year, but we don't eat that food on that plane. So what do? We have to fortify ourselves with some snacks while we're on that flight. Lots of water, lots of bathroom breaks, of course, but this is the time when I will have two or three protein bars during that time. But the protein bar, when you have protein bars, when you need protein bars, when you're in that rut, you want to make sure the protein bar has 2-to-1 protein to sugar ratio. Okay. 2-to-1 protein to sugar ratio, which means if you look at the bar and it has 20 grams of protein, then when you look at the sugar content, it should have 10 or even less. Okay. So that's key. Now, once again, you do not want to be eating protein bars. I'm just talking about in situations where you're traveling, in situations where you're going on a long car ride, if you're a driver or a truck driver, what have you. Those type of situations call for measures where you need to, I need something. There are times when if we shot workouts, sometimes, I don't know why, but we'll shoot workouts for 3 hours. Then we'll go shopping because we need food. There are some times I'm like, honey, I need a protein bar or something, but I'm dying right now. And so, we have to look through to see one that's like 2-to-1, and then we just split it, right? there are times when you need that. So when you have the knowledge to know, okay, if I'm going to get a protein bar, it's got to be 2-to-1 protein to sugar. Then I know that at least I'm okay. And it's not something that I'm going to eat all the time. Remember, you're not eating this all the time. You're just, this is once, you know, in those times when you need it, traveling or when you're in a pickle, you know, you need it. You need something. So let's go and get that 2-to-1. Next up, diet sodas. So once again, of course, you know, Coke Zero. I don't even know, to tell you the truth, I don't even know what sodas are out there because I haven't drank a soda in like 25 years. I don't even remember last time I drank a soda or a pop or what have you. But obviously, even though they say they have zero calories or what have you, diet sodas will likely have an impact on your blood sugar, an impact on your blood pressure, right? Again, it's all the hidden stuff that's in there. It's all the hidden preservatives and hidden ingredients that they have in those diet sodas to, you know, to keep you drinking them. So a lot of times diet sodas are found to have a negative effect on your gut, and obviously weight gain, right? The very first thing I tell people to stop drinking is soda, whether it's diet soda, whether it's pop, what have you. Now, once again, when you get to your goal and you're out with your buddies or you're out with your family and you want a Coca-Cola or you want to, sure, of course, yes, that makes, yeah, of course you can. You can have, you know, it's not, I'm not telling you to completely get rid of it, but on your journey to where you want to get, if you want to keep, you know, increasing, balancing your hormones, it's not something that has to be in your diet. Stick to water, stick to lemon water, protein shakes, hit your goals first. Then you can slowly, and again, I'm not even saying slowly introduce them so that you're eating, drinking them all the time, just once in a while, you know, once in a while, you know what? I'm going to have a ginger ale. I lied. You know what, guys? I just lied. I have had a soda. I've had a ginger ale. Sometimes I will, you know, if I'm sitting at the table with everyone, like, I'll have a ginger ale. And I'm like, I don't know if I like this. Anyways, the next up, number 12 is granola. Granola, that healthy granola. Let's go to the store and let's look and get that granola. You know, again, when we're traveling, we go to those little stores in the airport and they've got all of these things, granola. And, you know, so you're like, oh, maybe I'll just get a bag of granola. Should be great. You know, yes, it does have nutritious ingredients. You know, it's got some oats, it's got some nuts, it's got some seeds, coconut, but it is saturated with added sugars, tons and tons of sugar in granola, you know, and empty calories. Right. So I think granola should be a dessert, really, like truly should be a dessert. It should be put into the dessert column, like with cake and brownies and all that stuff, man. It's a lot of sugar in that granola. And again, with all that sugar, it's going to increase your chances of, you know, cancer, diabetes, obesity, etc. So your best bet is to make your own granola, you know, get some oats, get some cinnamon, get some of, you know, a few cashews, coconut, you know, maybe put a couple, that's where you can throw in a little bit of dried fruit. You know, there's so many things that you can put into your own granola, maybe some steel cut oats, but when you make your own granola, you know what's in there, right? Hemp hearts, chia seeds, you know, throw it all in there, shake it up. Then now you have your own healthy granola because you made it. You didn't put added sugar in there. So make your own granola if you're going to have granola. But there's no healthy granola out there, so don't fall for that. Sports drinks like Gatorade, Powerade, etc. You know, back when I played beach volleyball, I was sponsored by Powerade, and so, you know, I had tons of Powerade, right? And I used to drink it all the time during tournaments, during like your match, before, after. What I didn't realize is that A, it had tons of sugar, and B, it was like a diuretic. So I'm drinking all of this. And then I used to cramp up a lot earlier in my professional beach volleyball career. I would be the guy who would cramp. I would get to the semifinals and there's Funk on the freaking sand cramping. It's like, why? So I've even had to have salt injected, like in the ambulance by the court. And the person told me, it's like, what are you eating or not eating or drinking or whatever? I'm like, oh, I'm having this Powerade. This is, you know, we're sponsored by it. It's like, well, that's what's causing this. You need to drink water during your matches. And the only time you're going to drink Powerade is after your match. This was 35 years ago, right? This is like 30 years ago is what this guy's telling me. And it made sense. Once I made that change, I started winning tournaments, and it was a totally different because I had that energy. It wasn't dehydrating me. That's what it was doing, dehydrating me. So that, as well as sugar. Now, sports drinks are great for athletes. They are great. And like that, like the doctor or the guy in the ambulance said to me that day, it's like, yeah, you generally have this after your workout because it's going to help you replenish the glycogen store. It's going to give you the electrolytes that you just lost. But if you keep drinking it all the time and you keep sweating, it's going to have a negative effect. But after those workouts, perfect. Great. And even for you guys, if you want to have a Gatorade or a Powerade or what have you after your workout, because then you know that it's not something that's going to harm your body. Your body's actually in a perfect state to actually take all of those and all that glycogen, all the sugar in, because it needs it in order to replenish. But just drinking it for the sake of drinking it, absolutely not. And even the regular person, like just someone who's not an alpha brother, someone who doesn't work out, shouldn't be drinking sports drinks. They shouldn't be drinking sports drinks. So, it spikes your blood sugar. Like I said, the only time you really want a sports drink, if you really want one, you know, if you have the Gatorade and what have you, would be after your workout. Like when we used to hit pads, this is like last year, Angela, or when we go on hikes, those long 2-3 hour hikes. Okay. Cause listen, summer's coming up. We may want to go on some hikes this summer. Perfect. Gatorade for after your hike. Beautiful. That's you've gone for a 2 hour hike. Your body's like, you know, you've done some exercise, obviously hiking, of course. So now your body's ready to get that back. Right. So you've done something to earn that sports drink, if that's something that you want. So not during your workout, right? You're not going to have it during the workout. That's BCAA. So you're going to have it after your workout. All right. Number 14. Well, we got a lot to go here. Not too much left. Diet peanut butter. Okay. Diet peanut butter. Okay. So diet peanut butter is lower in calories and fat than regular peanut butter, but it's still not a great choice to have while you're trying to lose weight, right? Because diet peanut butter has unhealthy oils and added sugars. So again, the theme here is added sugars, trans fat, preservatives, all of those things that we want to keep out of our body as much as possible. So what do you have instead? Natural almond butter. So again, I've actually, you know, been getting my wife to have more almond butter because she likes the almond. She likes natural peanut butter. So you can go natural peanut butter or natural almond butter. I like natural almond butter because I know it's the cleanest source of butter. It's the cleanest nut butter. I'm going to use almond butter myself until I don't generally like peanut butter, but I'm going to use almond butter myself until I get to my goal. And then if I want to try natural peanut butter, then I can. Or if you've been eating natural peanut butter the whole time and you're still not hitting your goal and you look at everything that you're having and everything else looks, everything looks good, man. I'm having this. I'm got my greens in. I got my steel cut oats. What's going on? It could be as little as taking out the natural almond butter or natural peanut butter and moving it to almond butter. Like just, it could be literally one or two things that could make a big difference on the overall scale of your nutrition and of your weight loss. Again, we're just really focusing more on weight loss and health as opposed to like gaining weight and muscle building and that sort of thing. So that's really what this is going on. So natural almond butter would be the best, your best cleanest source. But if you're just hell bent on peanut butter, then go to the natural peanut butter. Don't do the diet peanut butter. Go natural peanut butter and really do your investigating with the ingredients that natural peanut butter has. All right. Number 15. This is a good one. I actually put a lot into this one here. So bear with me because it's something that we need to talk a little bit more about. Okay. Low calorie condiments. Okay. So low calorie condiments like salad dressing, ketchup, they are an incredibly hidden source of sugar, specifically ketchup. That is like the biggest, that is sugar That is big, big sugar and contributor to weight loss. So a lot of low calories dressings have sugar, right? I think there's like Ken's Steakhouse Light Honey Mustard has a ton of sugar, has, you know, when I say a ton of sugar, it's like 8 grams. But again, all this added sugar in, who knows how much mustard you're going to be putting. This is only 2 tablespoons of mustard. So other condiments that are high in sugar include barbecue sauces. So like when you're making your chicken, so this, or making your meat, I always say this, like you guys probably don't even see it, but I always say when you're making your meat, don't put sauce on it. Don't make your meat with sauce, make it with herbs and spices, a little bit of oil, and then barbecue it or cook it or whatever. You're fine. Whether it's dark meat, whether it's whatever meat it is, as soon as you put that barbecue sauce on, you're just putting sugar. You're literally just eating sugar. That's literally what you're eating, because they have a ton of sugar, all those sauces, pasta sauces, barbecue sauces, tomato sauces. So ranch dressing, that's another one. I'm going to go through the unhealthy condiments, and then I'm going to go to the healthy condiments. So ranch dressing, another one, right? Any dressing, any fat-free salad dressing, any of that stuff. That's why I always tell you guys, use coconut oil. Use olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Okay. So fat-free salad dressings, ranch salad dressings, barbecue sauce, has a lot of added sugar, pancake syrup. Okay. So unless it's your guilt-free meal, you want to stay away from pancake syrup. Questo, that has a lot of MSG in it. Margarine, obviously the only butter we should be having is grass-fed butter. That's not even a question. All the other margarine has too much traces of trans fats. Teriyaki sauce. So, you know, again, you're making your chicken. You're like, oh, let me throw in the little, okay, Funk said not to put barbecue sauce. I'm going to throw in teriyaki sauce instead. High sodium, lots of sodium in teriyaki sauce. Artificial sweeteners, right? Stevia, yeah, great. But all the other stuff, zero calorie sweeteners, all these other things you want to stay away from. So those are things that you want to stay away from, the condiments you want to stay away from. But the condiments that you can be using, again, any herbs and spices, like you have a plethora of herbs and spices that you can really, that's what makes your meat and your food taste great. That's exactly what it is, right? The saucy barbecue sauce is the sugars. It's the, imagine having like nice, clean, healthy, you know, with I don't know, dill, and I don't know, there's tons of spices out there. I'm not going to go down the road, but that's number one. Pesto is good, right? You know, a lot of times people use pesto in their salads, but I mean, I've thrown pesto on meat, right? Salsa, that's a huge one. When Angela was bodybuilding and she was cutting, salsa was huge for her. Mustard, right? And just regular mustard. Don't go for the Dijon mustard. Just go for the good old fashioned yellow mustard. Very good. Very good. Kimchi, that's another good one if you don't mind the taste. Also good for the gut. Sauerkraut. So, you know, I used to be a big sauerkraut person, but unfortunately I was putting sauerkraut on my street sausages. So that didn't make any sense for me, right? The street made sausages on the side of the street. Put on some sauerkraut. So no, sauerkraut on other things, great. Grass-fed butter, of course. Nutritional yeast, guys. This tastes so amazing. Go out today and get some nutritional yeast. You'll find it in the health part of your grocery store. It's in a bag, it's powder, and sprinkle that on top of your salads. Like at the end, you make your salad and sprinkle that on top of your salad. Oh, it tastes amazing. And nutritional yeast is great for testosterone. Balsamic vinegar, that's great. Hot sauces, that's another one. I just read a study that talked about how men who used hot sauce had increased testosterone levels. It's crazy. I literally just came down my testosterone feed. So yeah, hot sauce. I'm not a hot sauce person, but go crazy on the hot sauce. So there you go. Those are some of the things to stay away from, and some of the condiments to use. Number 16 are healthy sweets. So there's many desserts and candies that are marketed as healthy alternatives, right? So once again, I am guilty of this. We go to our place, organic or some organic place down the road, and get our meal, like our good, nice, healthy, pre-made meal. But they also have these healthy cookies and these, you know, like gluten-free cookies and healthy cookies and all that stuff. So Angela and I were like, oh, let's get these cookies. Well, come on, man. Of course, there may be low in baked goods, but they've got artificial sweeteners and sugars. They replace them with bad fats. No matter what, there's something in those healthy things that aren't healthy, because every time I eat those, even though they're healthy, even though the texture is different, I still get the digestive problems. I still get the bloating. I still get the gas. I still feel horrible, right? The artificial sweeteners, the sugar alcohols that are put into some of those healthy cookies or desserts will sneak up on you. So I don't have them anymore. I don't have them anymore. It's because to me, they're not healthy. They're just causing all of this, backlash on my body. Don't fall. Again, if it's guilt-free Saturday, go crazy. But you're gonna see how you feel after. You'd be like, why do I still feel like I just had regular cookies when I just had this healthy cookie? Why do I feel the same? Doesn't make sense. Well, because that healthy cookie is the healthy cookie. So hard lesson learned. Low-fat foods. So again, a lot of foods out there, I hear this all the time. It's like, oh, well, it's low fat. Yeah, of course, low fat and non-fat contain more sugar. Remember, when they take that fat out, they got to put something else in. So, and again, when we're consuming even small amounts of added sugar all the time, right? All the time, every day, over and over again, it's going to lead to weight gain. It's going to lead to blood sugar problems. It's going to lead to your chances of becoming pre-diabetic or even heart disease, right? We don't want to be, yes, there's sugar in our diet, but we don't want to continue to add more and more when we don't have to. Number 18, frozen yogurt. I don't even know if this is even exists anymore. Froyos or frozen yogurts. Okay, they do. Okay. Well, again, frozen yogurt. You're thinking, oh, well, it's yogurt funk and it's frozen, so must be okay. But again, the same thing. It's they got a little sugary toppings on there. They've got calories. Maybe sometimes they have sugar. So again, just stick to yogurt, stick to the Greek yogurt, unless it's your guilt-free day. Number 19, sushi. Sushi. Okay, let's talk sushi. Because I know that there's a lot of sushi guys out there. I'm a sushi guy. Big time, massive time. Sushi can be healthy and it can be unhealthy. It all depends on what you order, what you eat, and what you put on it. So obviously the soy sauce needs to go. That's number one. The soy sauce needs to go, because generally when you're using the soy sauce, you're putting a ton of it. Right. You're not just having a little bit of soy sauce when you're having sushi. You're putting it in the bowl and then you're going to dip your sushi into it and you're going, the rice is going to sop it up. So you got to save it from that. Rolls filled like tempura shrimp, right? Obviously, because that's trans fat, sweet sauces, all those things can pack on calories. You got to choose sushi rolls that are healthy ingredients. So things like, there's the ones with vegetables, avocado, fresh fish, grilled shrimp, sashimi. That's my go-to. That's what I don't eat anything else but sashimi. So when I go get sushi, it's only sashimi on my plate. That's it. That's all I want. It's the fresh fish. It's delicious. Yeah. You know what? I will go in and get a couple of rolls of sushi because I want the rice. That's the only reason, but it's only six or it may be like a six, maybe six sushis, because I overload on the sashimi, but I still want those carbs when I'm going to have sushi. But that's, you just have to be very careful with what you order when you order sushi. And like I always say, don't overload on the white rice. Like don't overload on the sushi. Like, don't get 50, servings of, or 50 things that have the rice on it, because again, that rice you're overloading on, that's a lot of calories. You guys know it's a lot. So just be mindful of what you order when you go get sushi. I love sushi. Believe me, I do. I love it too, Marsha. I love it. But and I go sashimi, but the soy sauce, man. Soy sauce kills you. All right. Number 20, coconut water. Coconut water. Yes. I know you guys are like, what? Funk, I thought you just said coconut water was good after our workouts. Okay, listen, coconut water, of course, it's great. But even though coconut water has lots of vitamins, it has lots of minerals, it has lots of antioxidants, it does contain sugar and calories. So it does have that. So you've got to be mindful of that. One 240 milliliter bottle of coconut water has 45 calories and 6 grams of sugar. So 240 is not that much. Now, the problem with coconut water is if you eat it too much, if you drink it too much, right? If you drink it like it's a juice, or you drink it like it's soda, or you just drink it because you're drinking it every single day. I'm waking up, I'm gonna have my coconut water. That's the problem there. That's where it gets too much. There is a time and place for coconut water, and that time and place is after your workout. That is the perfect time for coconut water. That is when you, because coconut water will also help you replenish the electrolytes. It's a great recovery drink, 100%, and it's perfect for after your workouts. That's when you have coconut oil. You can go crazy with coconut oil after your workouts. It's a great base actually for a smoothie. If you want to make a smoothie, put coconut oil as your base instead of water. Sorry, coconut water as your base instead of regular water, and then Lean Pro, BCAAs. You know, maybe you can add. You could make that your post-workout shake. But if you want to have a smoothie after your workout, then instead of using water as a base, you use coconut water as a base, because now you know that, again, the recovery process is perfect. When we train Muay Thai, again, because we're training for 2 hours in the intense heat in Thailand, man, we drank so many coconut. Well, right, we drank actual coconut water from a real coconut. But, you know, coconut water was key because we needed to replenish the glycogen store so that we could train 3 hours later, right? Because now you're training 2-3 times a day in 100 degree weather for 2 hours, 3 hours, what have you. But it remains the same whether you train that much or whether you do our workouts. You want to have coconut water after your workouts. Now, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, you don't want to be drinking coconut water as a regular drink. Whatever. You try not to be drinking coconut water as a regular drink. Okay, 21, the last one, is diet-specific processed foods. So this is really targeting vegans and vegetarians who may be in the program, or you know. A lot of vegetarian and vegan meals, even though they're low carb, they have a lot of artificial ingredients. A lot of it's processed, and a lot of it has added sugars. Okay. And as much as they promote it as vegan, vegetarian, it's healthy, it's not healthy. It's absolutely not healthy. I see it in my vegan and vegetarian friends and family. And when I see them trying to figure out what foods they're eating, or they bring the food to our family gathering, I'm like, dude, look like that. What is that? You know, it's this vegan only thing in a package that, you know, has no meat and all this stuff. It's like, that's so processed and filled with crap and sugar. It's like, yeah, but I mean, I can't eat meat. So, you know, it's that, yeah, you want to stay away from that kind of stuff. You want to stay away from the, it's a lot of processed foods, a lot of sugar. And it does have a negative impact, specifically for us guys who are focusing on our testosterone, right? We're focusing on our hormone balance. We're focusing on getting the micronutrients and the nutrients that we need from food. So yeah, look out for those packaged foods that say they're healthy packaged, prepackaged foods. Go with whole foods, go with real foods, go with unprocessed foods, go with the foods that we eat on a daily basis that I see that you guys post in the Brotherhood. Those are the foods, you know, foods that you cook, foods that you have control over, foods that you make, you know, whole foods. That's why it's very, very important to meal prep. So we don't get in a situation where now we have to try to find a healthy alternative. So hopefully that gives you an idea of some of the foods that are diet foods, but are really causing us trouble. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast,
share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.